The following podcast is a work of fiction. Well, at least we hope it is. We're pretty sure it is. Any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, would not only be purely coincidental, they would be absolutely hilarious. For more information about the show, please check out our website at www.hhfpodcast.com.
And thank you for contacting Haunted House Flippers, your number one resource for the Haunted House Flippers podcast. We're sorry we can't give you a full-length episode right now, but please check back at the end of the month for a brand new full-length show. If you'd like to hear a short clip that may or may not appear to have anything to do with the show, press 1 or scream yes as if you've just won the lottery, but have yet to realize that the ticket was for last week. You have chosen poorly. Please enjoy. Goodbye.
And I still laugh my ass off every time I remember that those were the first words my darling husband decided to say to my father.
Hey, come on. How was I supposed to know that was your father?
I am astonished that your father approved of your courtship.
Oh, he didn't. And, hon, I'm astonished that he didn't feed you your own teeth.
It really wasn't that bad.
No? Remind me when was the last time he willingly spoke to you?
Our wedding.
And what did he say when he shook your hand?
He said, "Just remember, if you break her heart, the things I will do to you would make Rasputin wince."
Creative and visually descriptive. I like him.
Never expected a high school history teacher to be built like a pro wrestler, though.
That is certainly an image.
Back when I was in high school, we flew up to Chicago for a convention, and someone tried to mug us.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, I love this story.
My dad managed to, we'll say, persuade the mugger to give us all of his money, his knife, his gun, which turned out to be a kid's toy, and his shoes. It was January.
I would imagine that family gatherings are interesting.
Very.
Oh, Lee, any chance you might own a sharper pair of these giant novelty scissors?
Those are called hedge trimmers, Thomas, and no, I do not. Where did you find those?
Oh, they were in the little garden shed over there.
Ah. Most of those tools were sadly neglected and left out in the elements. I believe your grandfather had some newer tools stored down in the basement.
The basement, huh? Great.
Oh, hey, hun. Can you look and see if there's a metal garden rake down there, too? I really don't want to drive all the way into town just for a rake.
Yeah, sure. I'll just go on in and mosey right down in the basement there. Yep. It'll be fine. Super quick. I'll be right back.
Thanks, sweetie.
This is fine. It's fine. It's the middle of the day. Not that it actually matters since there aren't any windows down there anyway, making it completely pitch black when the lights are off. But it's fine. What could possibly go wrong? You know, other than probably seeing the ghost of my grandfather working on his clock or something, or maybe I'll just get ambushed by some horrific eldritch nightmare creature with its barbed tentacles reaching up around the stairs and dragging me into its gaping maw while it floats into the void below. Good job, Tom. You've literally terrified yourself and you haven't even opened the door. Okay, at the bottom. Lights didn't go out. No horrible creature hiding under the stairs. All right, workshop time. You've got this, Tom. You're a big, strong husband. Yeah. Granted, your wife is significantly stronger than you. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're very okay with that, actually. But you should be strong, too. Okay, here we go. Hello? Grampy? No. No, own it, Tom. Own it. Hey, Grampy, it's just me. It's Tom. I just need to grab some tools for the backyard, okay? I'll put them back after, I promise. Hello, clocks. Hello, casket. Tools. Oh, aha! What do we have here? Nope. Oh, you're useful. Oh my god, what was that? Oh, you're already on. Oh, of course you are. hi, friends. As you are probably already aware, I am in the basement. I'm in the workshop. I made it here all by myself like a big boy. But more importantly, the old casket, which is partially closed, is moving. Yes, you heard me right. It is moving. Okay, well, I more mean that something inside of it is moving, so I guess you heard me right, but I said it wrong. Either way, I don't know what to do. I need to walk past the casket in order to get to the door that I came in. And I have to walk behind it to get to the bulkhead door to go outside. Wait. No. I can be brave. I can do this. I need to see what's inside. Slowly. Carefully. Not scared at all. Oh god, I am so scared. Janet, if you hear this message and it's because I died, I hope you know that I died doing a brave thing and that a ghost murdered me. Please avenge me. I love you. One. Two. 2.2. 2.5. 3. Oh god, I hate you so much, you stupid undead cat. Okay. All right. It was just the world's worst cat hanging out in a casket. How fitting and suspicious. All right. What do we have here anyway? Jesus, it's basically just a morbid junk drawer. Batteries, clothespins, paper clips, random screwdrivers. Grampy, if you can hear me, I am disappointed. What else do we have? Oh. What's this? It's a note. Maybe a mysterious letter? Will it be spooky and secretive? Maybe something spicy? Wait, no, please don't be spicy. I don't want to read that. Minor repair needed. Thank you. DF. That's it? Well, that's not entirely helpful. That's like a note I would write. So, what exactly needs repair, and who is DF? This looks fine. I mean, it looks like a casket, and I've never built one, so I don't entirely know what isn't fine. Hey, hon, what's up?
Did you get lost?
No. Why?
Because you've been gone for like 20 minutes. Did you find a rake or not?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. I'll bring it right out. I'll just open up the bulkhead.
Thanks. What exactly got you so distracted?
The casket, actually. I found an old note, and I just kind of started to investigate.
Ah, side quest syndrome.
Exactly. I'll be up shortly. Oh, and Cilantro says hi.
My baby!
Okay. What is wrong with you, Mr. Casket? I don't really see. Oh! Looky, you've got a broken hinge. Well, even in my completely inept ability to build things, I can do this. Let's see. Any hinges over here? Ah, this should do. A couple of screws. And, ooh, power drill. Janet would be absolutely furious if she knew that I was about to play with this thing. Don't tell her. All right, let's get you fixed up. There we go. Good as new. I'm coming. Hi?
Good afternoon. My name is Douglas French, And you must be Thomas Miller.
Yes? How did you know that?
You are, of course, the talk of the town.
Weird, but okay. Can I help you?
If you are unaware, I am one of the proprietors of French's funeral home. Some time back, a casket was sent here to be repaired, either by Abbott or one of his assistants. The repairs are complete, yes?
Yeah, it's here. But why did you send it here? My grandfather made clocks, not caskets.
I am well aware of that, young Master Miller. But Abbott was a skilled carpenter beyond just clocks. I had hoped that by sending him this additional work, perhaps we could form a sort of partnership for future endeavors such as this. The repairs are complete, yes?
Well, from what I was told, the casket just showed up without a return address or anything. Just had a note that said, please fix K thanks bye.
The repairs are complete, yes?
Well, I mean, my grandfather passed away before doing the
work. The repairs are complete, yes?
Yes. I just finished fixing the hinge like 2 seconds ago. I think it's all set.
Splendid. I shall take it off your hands immediately.
Okay. If you pull your car or hearse, I assume you have a hearse, pull it up along the side of the house over there. We can bring it up to the bulkhead. I just have to take a few loose things out of it. I'll meet you over there in a couple of minutes. Just be careful on the lawn. It's a bit muddy and soft from the storm.
Splendid. I shall take it off your hands immediately.
Okay. This guy is weird. Is he still standing in the doorway? Don't look, Tom. That would be rude. I looked. Yep. He's still there. Okay, friends. Creepy tall dude. Nice, but well-worn gray suit. Wide-brim matching hat. Kind of like a fedora, I think. I'm not good with hat names. Creepy, unsettling smile. Did I mention he was creepy? He's really creepy. All right, well, let's get this casket empty. Where the hell is it? Hey, hon.
You.
Did you move it?
Move what?
The casket.
No. Why would I move it? Besides, I'm neck deep in yard work, which is what you really should be helping with.
I'm sorry, but some guy just showed up to pick it up, and it's gone. Did he come back here?
No. No one has been back here except for Lee and I.
You're messing with me.
Tom, no one is messing with you. Are you saying the casket is just gone?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Thomas seems distressed. What have I missed? Did you find another potentially rabid soulmate?
No. A guy, an older man, came here to pick up the box thing. I'm forgetting words because I'm stressed, but the thing is gone and the guy's gone.
That sounds like a rather run-of-the-mill description of what happens when someone picks up an item. They tend to leave after they pick up said item.
Tom, calm down. It's okay. Lee, he said someone came to pick up the casket, and now the casket is gone.
Yeah. This guy said his name was Douglas French, and that he owned the funeral home in town.
Remarkable.
Why?
Douglas French passed away over a decade ago.
I'm sorry, what?
So it was probably his son, Douglas French Jr.
That's not funny.
Janet thinks I'm funny. You'll catch on eventually. Regardless, yes, Mr. French was here. He came around the side of the house. Janet was elbow deep in the flower bed, and I felt I was more than qualified to carry up that old box.
That's very sweet of you, Lee.
You carried it up by yourself.
Goodness no, Mr. French helped me.
But he was like 110 years old.
I believe he does yoga. Anyway, I will be back in a bit. I just recalled that I have a package arriving today that I need to be home for.
No problem, Lee. Thank you for all of your help. We're probably going to wrap up shortly. You're more than welcome to join us for dinner.
That would be splendid. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Splendid. I don't like that word anymore.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who also voices Tom Miller. Our social media presence is thanks to Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller. And our graphic design and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. A very special thanks goes out to Jay Probilski for his role as Douglas French. Our theme music is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is a real email address. If you'd like to support Haunted House Flippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.